Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday, the 19th day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Many days, as you know, we go into overdrive at PrisonPlanet.tv and the audio streams at Infowars.com. But the official radio transmission is 3 hours in duration, starting September 1st, of course. That's coming up in just a week and a half. That's a Thursday evening, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Every night, five nights a week, the InfoWars nightly news. We'll also have InfoWars special reports multiple times weekly that will be tagged onto the end of the nightly news. Joining us coming up later in the broadcast is the legendary New York narcotics detective Frank Serpico. One of our producers noticed that on his own blog, it sounded like InfoWars.com, so we contacted him, and that is scheduled for today. Also, we have our weekly visit with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster to break down the big developments in the economy, and Richard Reeves, who's been a big volunteer supporter and delegate working with Ron Paul in the last election. He's here to talk about real strategies to really get Ron Paul elected, and that, of course, is being a delegate from your district in your town or city, or at least working to be one, because you can educate people throughout the process and fight party insiders from trying to block Congressman Ron Paul. So Richard Reeves in studio today. That said, we're working on some really big guests next week. I'm just going to leave it at that. For listeners, you'll definitely not want to miss any of the broadcast next week. You know how I like surprises. I say it at the start of the broadcast every day now. It just gets more and more insane by the day, by the hour, to the point of completely being overwhelmed here. We obviously have the economic news. Futures tumble as global recession fears spread. World stocks plunge on growing recession fears. Obama is taking a two-week vacation in the middle of all of this. That's become a big national issue, and it should be. But again, he's a puppet in chief, and he knows it, so why should he be there reading off a teleprompter? He's just going to hide out and reward himself with a long vacation for a job well done, pacifying the public, making them think that everything's going to be okay. We've all seen the clips of high-level black Democrats in the Senate and House saying that they don't like Obama, and he sold them out. Nancy Pelosi being booed by her own insiders, saying she's a sellout. Well, she sold out a long time ago. I mean, what do you people expect? You think Republican insiders like Rick Perry or Mitt Romney are going to reverse the tide of criminality that's running out of control? Do you think Democrats are going to do that when they've been bought and paid for their entire careers? Anybody who the mainstream media praises and gives attention to is an establishment individual, unless that attention is demonization, like Ron Paul. And I saw a Pew Research piece out that Kurt Nemo wrote about yesterday showing that Ron Paul gets the least amount of media coverage in their own analysis than any other candidate. Well, we can already see that ourselves, but here it is scientifically broken down. Even though he is in the top three candidates, and undoubtedly even the AP admits steering the entire Republican side of the election right now in the primaries. He's dominating. He's setting the debate. He is the leader. And so they're freaking out saying he can't win, he can't win. That hoax imploded Monday, and so now they've shifted to, a Keebler elf might have once heard him say something racist, and he's not a medical doctor, and he kidnaps women. I mean, you're going to get the exact same dirty tricks you saw against Rand that were completely false, but they were so wild that some people bought into it until it came out that they were staged events, and then it backfired on the establishment, and Rand got a 10% turbocharge there in the last few weeks of the last election. Okay, I haven't even gotten into the latest treason. Obama is legalizing the illegal aliens by fiat. Why does he need a Congress to launch a war? Why does he need a Congress to put TSA on the streets? We'll be right back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Friday, the 19th day of August, 2011. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The legendary New York narcotics detective, Frank Serpico, is scheduled to be joining us later in the broadcast today. We also have our weekly visit with Bob Chapman on the economy, extremely timely right now, obviously with the global meltdown accelerating. And, of course, we also have my good friend Richard Reeves, a great political analyst, activist, talk show host in his own right, joining us in studio to talk about strategies to ensure within the party structure that Ron Paul wins the nomination, or bare minimum that we block a Mitt Romney or someone like that. It is Richard's view that, that Barack Obama would be even better than getting a Rick Perry in, because if the Republicans get the House, the Senate, and the presidency led by Rick Perry, Mr. Forced Inoculation, Mr. NAFTA Superhighway, Mr. North American Union, Mr. Amnesty for Illegals and In-State Tuition for Illegals, I mean, this guy, Al Gore's former chief of staff, is an absolute nightmare. At the end of the day, I probably even disagree with Richard, and we'll debate it today when he's in studio with us, because and it's probably just a sign of the times that the elite are going for broke. But Obama's doing things that no president has ever done since the Civil War. Since what happened with the suspension of the Constitution for, I don't know, 5 years under Lincoln. Well, I guess 4 years under Lincoln, and then for another year or two under Ulysses S. Grant. And that is completely ignoring Congress and the courts. And that, of course, is our top story today that I'll be getting into after I go over some of the other news here. Obama has launched a war now 4.5 months in Libya and told Congress, you don't have any authority. I'll do whatever I want. My authority comes from the U.N. The exact quote is, my authority comes from the U.N. I've done this for the credibility of the U.N. And it certainly does expand its evil credibility. I mean, he's saying, I'd take my orders from them, not from Congress. He's put carbon taxes in and regulations over power plants all across the country, particularly coal power, and factories that are not insiders. He's given all his insider buddies complete waivers on record, General Electric and others. He has instituted anti-gun moves outside of law via the ATF and four Western states, and has said he may come out with an executive order putting people on no gun buy list who have no criminal record and with no due process, no judge, no jury, can't find out why you're on the list. And undoubtedly, they're going to have beta tests where they show examples of Muslim extremists and people who weren't criminals, but that they stopped with this program just to sell the idea so grandpa can't buy a gun and veterans can't buy a gun. Very, very dangerous time. He has obviously worked with the traitorous leadership of the Republican and Democratic parties, Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and Mr. Boehner, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, to set up the Super Congress. And it is in the news as of yesterday that tens of millions of dollars have been paid directly to the 12 leaders of the council who will now originate spending and cutting bills, which is officially pretty much everything. Everything's tied to the power of the purse in Congress. So bills don't originate now the way they have for 200-plus years out of any member, and then are debated that they come out of a committee. You can vote it up or down in the full House or Senate with a simple majority vote, not large majorities like you need for most spending bills. And there's no debate on it, and there's no filibuster in the Senate. I mean, this is earth-shaking type stuff that is happening right now. And it's so incredible to actually see it happening. It's one thing to know that it's coming, but now it's here. And now Obama has announced, and the way this has been spun in the Austin American Statesman here where I live, and in the Washington Post, and a whole stack of news reports, that, oh, Obama's going to decide who gets deported and who doesn't, and he's canceled 300,000 of the latest deportations. 2 years ago, it came out in the Associated Press that they would do these staged raids on meatpacking plants and facilities that weren't part of the insider groups. In one case, arrested 1,100 people plus, and then took them to the ICE facility and gave them green cards on the spot and released them. And, of course, the parts of the border fence Bush built, and then Obama continued for show. It came out in AP and Fox as well that those were being built predominantly by illegal aliens. I mean, you can't make stuff up like that. It's so ridiculous. So we're in the North American Union. We're inside the North American Continental Security Perimeter that they officially call the North American Union. Bush signed the secret treaty in Waco, Texas, with Fox of Mexico and Cameron of Canada at the time. And it's just incredible. It's absolutely off the charts to see something like this happening. I'm having one of those moments. It's not Cameron of England right now. Who was the prime minister? Guys, look up. I'm having one of those moments. A prime minister of Canada, 2005. Paul Martin Fox and. Fox. So Fox, Bush, and Paul Martin. Double check that again. My memory's failing. Sometimes the most simple things, like a few days ago, I couldn't remember the name of the disease that mosquitoes can pass on, malaria, and then it popped in my head. So we have launching wars and saying, I don't need any stinking Congress. We don't need any stinking badges. Carbon taxes, environmental regulations, gun laws, but they're not laws. Now, U.S. to review deportations focus on criminals. So they'll decide now. Now, the DREAM Act and that they've tried to ram through, and they got through in California again, gives more tuition to illegals, basically. The Bush amnesty, they tried it four times, and then Senator Sessions actually released it. The final time they tried it in 2008, they were unable to get it through when it was publicly debated. So there was a news headline that the Senate bill was secret, but they said, trust us, there's no amnesty. And then Senator Sessions leaked it, and the report he put out was called 20 Loopholes in the Immigration Plan. And he went ahead and released it, and they threatened to censure him, but they really couldn't. And it said not only was it total amnesty, in a way it was true, it wasn't amnesty, it was a pardon. It said to hundreds of thousands of felon illegals living in the U.S. who were U.S. felons, that if they just signed a pledge to not commit more crime, that they would be legalized. And so this is a bipartisan, traitorous program to basically end the United States and end citizenship as you know it. And so they're spinning it in the media like, well, you know, 300,000 people, they're just going to, you know, deport the criminals if they feel like it. But I remember Houston Chronicle articles a few years ago where they reported over 200,000 illegals released in 1 year out of Texas jails alone, many of which were felons, arson, armed robbery. I mean, illegals are really above the law. Police will tell you, it's been in the news. I've talked to Austin prosecutors off record, that if police do arrest illegals for drunk driving or no ID or reckless driving, they're given a $5 or $10 fine by the judge. And then the sheriff's department, the police department, the state police are then reprimanded. Just like they said, there's not a quota for tickets. Now it's admitted all over the country. All these jurisdictions do have an unwritten quota. Well, it's the same thing. There is a unwritten rule. You don't arrest the illegal aliens. You throw the book at citizens. And I told the story many times. One night, one of our IT contractors, we had a problem, and I had to come let him into the office. As I drove up, the contractor was in handcuffs with two police cars around him, and his driver's license was expired. He hadn't gotten it renewed. And I got out, the cops bowed up, and then they, all three of them, knew who I was. And, oh, hey, we're listeners. How you doing? I said, man, what are you guys doing? Oh, well, we're arresting him for no ID, expired ID. And I said, but if he was an illegal alien, you let him go. And he goes, well, that's right, but I don't care. I'm retiring in 6 months. Hey, have you heard of my band? I play all over. Thousands come out and hear us. It was a black guy, was the most senior of the three cops there, and a black Austin cop. A lot of you cops out there listening probably know him. I forget his name. And I said, you know, this is wrong. And I said, if he was an illegal, you let him go. And he goes, yeah, because the judge would just let him go for $10. And so there's no point in arresting him, but this is what we're supposed to do, so we're arresting him. And then they put my contractor in a car. They allowed him to have it, to give me his keys. He got driven off to jail, and then another squad car pulled up, and another senior group of cops got out, and they were listeners. In fact, the most senior guy was a white guy. He was not a bad guy, but he was stuttering and hardly talked when I was talking to him. A lot of cops may know who that is. It was over here in South Austin. And I was talking to him, and I said, you know, police are getting out of control. You guys are being trained to act like thugs. And he goes, I know, but I'm getting out of here. I'm retiring in 6 months. My band's so popular. Oh, you got to come see it. And I said, you know, I was just in New York, and the police, if you ask them directions, scream at you and say, do I look like a telephone book? And he goes, you know, that happened to me. I was playing a big convention in New York just last year, and I asked an officer for directions, and he screamed at me. Man, I don't like that. I hear what you're saying. So I'm there talking to these cops. They're all nice guys. But they still nice guys that selectively enforced and put an American citizen in a car and took him to jail. And I think they took him to jail because they got all excited and had called it in because they saw him pull into the office park and were checking it or something. And once they'd gotten into that alert mode. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. The contractor had come into the office, and then they'd been banging on the doors, and he came because I guess they knew it was an expired license by running the plate, and they were running around in my office. I forgot that part. Oh, yeah, and the cop, it was just so ridiculous. I mean, the guy knew full well who I was. He was going, do you film porn in there? And I was like, no, I have a radio show. It was just, they were like crazy gang members.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Tyranny's really pretty simple. The corrupt, over time, end up taking over a government, selling the public on a police state in the name of safety. And then the insider interests shut down all their competition, consolidate the economy, and the society implodes into a third world banana republic. The wages of globalism are abject poverty and oppression and humiliation. And it's not too late to turn this around. There is a big awakening happening. The question is it happening fast enough to beat the tyrannical clampdown that's happening worldwide? Everything we've talked about so far, right on time, has happened. Gold is at $1,860-something bucks last time I checked. And the devaluation of the dollar is moving forward. They're holding Europe hostage for trillions more to the private banks, or they will fully implode their economy. Europe will pay the ransom. The bankers will then implode it even faster. By the way, Rick Perry, and we've been looking into this, has always gotten big bank funding. And I was looking into his Texas state filings last night. Big money from the big top six banks. And I'm working with my writers to get a report on that out by next week. But other writers that are listening, you ought to scoop us and do it. All I care about is that the information gets out there. Because Rick Perry says that he, you know, thinks that the Federal Reserve is treacherous and almost treasonous. Really, a foreign banking private group running the country and running it to the ground by design and openly calling for world government and carbon taxes on every man, woman, and child, fully financing Obama's campaign. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, others gave four times the money. Some banks, five times the money, but on average, four times the money that John McCain got. And again, it wasn't that John McCain was a good guy. It was that Obama was the next horse. He was the guy that they had picked to win, like a Don King fight. And so whoever gets the big banking money, you know, is their man. And he just announced, obviously, on Saturday, but already Rick Perry is getting big banking money. The big darling, even above him, because he's been in the race for a few months, is Mitt Romney, absolutely globalist financed, just like Rand Paul's, both of his competitors in the Republican primary and then in the main election for the Senate seat in Kentucky. The banksters just opened the coffers up, tens of millions flowed in. With Obama, of course, it was close to $1 billion and more than half of it from the big mega banks. And then that way they both own both sides of the fight. That's why they're all going after Ron Paul. But there's a Zero Hedge article that we've got linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bank of America, dead drop to Rick Perry. We will help you out. This was a few days ago when Perry was in New Hampshire. It was caught live on C-SPAN, and you see one of the top minions of Bank of America come over to him and say, "Hey, it's Bank of America. We will help you out." Total mobster. It said, "Should we be surprised, frightened, disgusted, or simply say we knew it, that the informal mixer, just after Texas governor and Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry spoke at a politics and eggs breakfast in Bedford, New Hampshire. An unknown gentleman approaches a casual Perry like an Ian Fleming character out of James Bond and proceeds to dead drop the following. Bank of America will help you out," and silently moves on. At least we know now who is funding what and whose interest potential future President Perry will be paid to defend. And it looks like on the video, Perry nods very excitedly. So we'll go ahead and play that audio caught from a camera about 15 feet away. Perry doesn't know this is on camera. Here it is.
Bank of America, we will help you out.
All right, there you go. Let's back that up for folks again. Bank of America, we will help you out. And I've been trying to look at that guy's face, but he looks like a well-known Bank of America exec. We need the media to dig into that and find out exactly who he is. Let's go ahead and play that clip again.
Bank of America, we will help you out.
Did you like that? He knew how to walk right over and just get right in his ear and say, "Bank of America, we will help you out." And that guy's body language, classic exec cookie cutter right out of Central Casting, is, "Hey, I'm dominant, you're subservient, Perry. We want you to be our minion." There's the Associated Press. Bank of America to cut 3,500 jobs, mainly the customer service type people, because they don't need that anymore. They've got the banker bailout money. They've got presidents that just pay them trillions, so that they then don't loan the public money. And then the government pays them interest on the money they're holding. We went over that yesterday. We're going to come back and get into some of the other news. And we'll also break down Obama. He doesn't need Congress to legalize the illegals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the Info Warriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That is the legendary Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. Say hi to Dave out there listening. Appreciate his work exposing the globalists to this new album, Endgame. If there's a new way, I'll be the first in line. But it better work this time. Okay, I'm going to open the phones up in the next segment and then for the first 30 minutes of the next hour ahead of Frank Serpico, the legendary New York detective who exposed government drug dealing. And we were on his blog, and it basically looked like Infowars.com, his views questioning the Bin Laden raid, the Norway shooting, government drug dealing, Fast and Furious, and a lot more. And he is scheduled to be on today, but he called us last night. 90% chance to be on today. If not, it'll be Sunday or Monday. So we're looking for Frank Serpico to be on the show later in the broadcast. And obviously Bob Chapman is going to be joining us. You know, I have thought about covering this. I had first heard about this about a month ago, and I'm I'm still reticent just because I don't know what to think about it. But I may have some comment later on a report everybody's sending to us out of the Washington Post, Salon, you name it. Have you ever had sex with Rick Perry? The wishful ad hominem attack. That's what the Washington Post says. And a local ad set to run in the Austin Chronicle either this week or next week. I'm not sure. They say it's going to run next week, but next week would have come out yesterday. I haven't read the publication yet. And the gentleman, Robert Morrow, has been in contact with us for about a month and says he's heard from all these people that Rick Perry basically behaves, in his words to me, in a voicemail. He's been talking to some of the staff like a porn star when he's on the road. Look, we know Bill Clinton did do that type of stuff, and anybody that reported on it got a state police visit and their legs broken or their brains blown out. And a lot of that stuff did come out and get confirmed later. But I've also seen a lot of rumors put out. I have no doubt people are telling him this, and I don't think the guy's lying. But I people say I'm a space alien. People say that, I work for the Vatican, folks. I'm not even Catholic. Or they say I work for Israel. You know, things like that. So I just over the years, just because people say something and someone's told him this doesn't necessarily make it true. I mean, I've lived here in Austin since high school, since my last couple years of high school, and a few years in Dallas. Since Rick Perry's been in for 10 years, all I've ever heard is about Rick Perry's sexual escapades. And I have never seen one piece of proof on it. Okay, it may be there. These politicians are egomaniacs on average. These sellouts show themselves to be crazy, to have no moral fiber. If you'll try to forcibly inoculate little girls with a vaccine, you know, killed people in the trials because the drug company wants to get vaccine damage fund funds. And if it becomes mandated by the government, they'll get it. So they dump a dangerous drug on the market knowingly. And Rick Perry is the political whore out of all the politicians in the country, chief executives in the country, that they find who will make the call. I think that's a crime a billion times worse. I mean, he has the blood of children on his hands, and I've said it. It's a bold statement, and I can back it up. I can back it up that he got awards from Vicente Fox for giving in-state tuition to illegal aliens. I can prove he had his buddies introduce the TSA bill and then quietly killed it himself so he could claim that he was for it, but then still kill it. I can prove that he tried to hand over 8,000 miles of Texas roads to a foreign company. I can prove he went to a Bilderberg group meeting and is a globalist. I can prove he worked for Al Gore. People can't even believe that. So for me, I just think that the issues are what we know about Rick Perry and what we can prove. And I said 2 days ago, I said to my crew, I said, when this starts getting media attention, these reports were being sent, they're going to spin it and say, this guy's a Ron Paul supporter. This is a dirty trick from Ron Paul. And sure enough, that's the spin yesterday and today. So, I mean, I know politics, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I do. I eat, drink, sleep it. I wake up at 3 a.m. thinking about it. I did last night for about an hour. This is what I do. Okay, I live it. Like an NFL football coach lives, breathes, sleeps football. And so, I don't know. I want to talk to this Robert Morrow guy a little bit more. Maybe I'll talk to him during the next break because he's been calling us quite a bit since we called him back, and I need to get on the phone with him, and maybe we'll have him on in overdrive today or something to really get to the bottom of this because it's a free country. I mean, this is kind of a Larry Flint type deal. Larry Flint puts out ads saying, hey, the intel is this preacher's visiting prostitutes or this senator's got boyfriends or girlfriends, and a lot of times it comes out. A lot of times, though, then the aide who the congressperson is supposedly visiting with, you know, her bones gets found, you know, out in the D.C. Park. I mean, this is dangerous stuff. Because let me tell you something. If there is any meat and potatoes to this, Mr. Morrow better be watching his back. It's like I told the D.C. madam. Because this is dangerous. This is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous stuff. All right, enough said about that. All I know is Rick Perry's record is he is slicker than Bill Clinton, wickeder than George W. Bush, more arrogant. He's a bigger, long-legged Mac Daddy, as some people have said about Barack Obama, Pastor Manning. I mean, you talk about a long-legged Mac Daddy. You talk about arrogant. You talk about a confidence man. Rick Perry is it. And stinks. I mean, I have no doubt looking at his MO, looking at just the way he behaves, the way he operates, and the way I've seen him operate in public, that he is a wild man. And where there's smoke, there's generally fire. I mean, I live here. Now, I haven't heard over the years that it's women. I've heard it's men that Rick, and again, with no proof, but it's constant. Constant, 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 constant. They've had newscasts in Austin years ago about it's only a rumor. It may be. Is it some dirty trick? I don't know. So that's why I pretty much stay away from all of this stuff. I've had run-ins with Rick Perry. You know, he's grabbed the phone away from a reporter and come on the radio, on record, and called me a big fat hog and a bunch of other stuff. Rick Perry, when I was in a restaurant one day, walked over to the table and said, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving coming up. You know, really giving me a buddy, I'm Don Corleone look. And I was sitting there, you know, eating my enchiladas. And I looked over, and he went over and sat down with his wife and kids, so I didn't pull out a camera and get in his face. I leave people alone with their families because I want to be left alone. But, you know, I have that old chivalry idea about things in politics. But he was really asking for it. Or maybe he was trying to be nice. I don't know. Comes over to the table, puts his hands on the chair behind the person sitting right across from me, looks right at me, and says, I want you to have a great Thanksgiving, Alex. And just put his eyebrows up and just looked at me. And I'm going, okay, all right, you too. He wanders over to the table, sits down with his family. They were already there. He got there late. You want the whole story. We're in the back room at Loewe Leon. It means the lion. Mexican restaurant over on East 6th. Or is it East 7th? I forget. And I was over there with the crew, the TV crew at the time. We were doing the local TV show over there. And they go, there's Rick Perry staring at you. And I turn, and Rick Perry's at the door about 15 feet away looking at me. And I'm looking at him. Okay. And he goes away. And then I guess he made sure his security detail, because I saw them start milling around by the door. And then he came in and did his little thing. Then a Fox News host told me in confidence, and I guess that was said in a, I mean, I wasn't told I couldn't talk about it. I said, just don't say what host. But I guess people figured that out and some other things. I still have sources in Fox. A Fox News host told me, I don't know, over about 14 months ago, the strangest thing, Alex. You know, he called me. He said, the strangest thing. But then I told the story, and now that source won't give me information and won't come on the show. You might guess who it is. Still likes us, still sends nice messages, but that's the end of it. I guess they came down on him. But he told me it's the strangest thing. Rick Perry, at a Tea Party event in Texas, I won't say what city, pulled me aside in the green room and got me in the corner and said, I'm really worried about Ron Paul and Alex Jones. That's who I fear. I'm really worried. I talked about it at the time. I'm really worried about them. All right, now I'm digressing. I mean, why is Rick Perry worried about me? Why? I don't know. I guess because the governor's office admitted they got over 10,000 phone calls when they had a bill they tried to pass where the CPS could take your children for absolutely no reason and was going to try to restrict homeschooling. I think that freaked them out. I know with the whole machete thing, Rob Dew called their office to say, is the state funding the machete program? and the governor's office runs the film commission that gives state incentives to Texas films. If they're big budget, little guys don't get any of the tax breaks. Isn't that the way it always is? And they said, of course. And the lady gave the quote. She's the deputy in charge and said, of course, we fund all of Robert Rodriguez's films. And I said, well, if you're not letting people make other political films, why are you letting them fund this? You know, our call was to get to have tax incentives, but for everybody producing film, and that government doesn't have control of the content. This is not East Germany under the Stasi, after all. And we put our report out, and, man, we get a call from the governor's head of the commission. We get a call from his press secretary, the head press secretary. And she says, that is incorrect. We're not funding this. We've not released whether we're going to fund it or not yet. But and then we found speeches of Perry saying he was funding it with Rodriguez and speeches he gave. So they understand the political power of this broadcast. They felt it with the TSA. They've felt it on a lot of issues. But pray for us, because Rick Perry is a gangster. Rick Perry is dangerous. Rick Perry is a Republican Bill Clinton, and quite frankly, at the end of the day, he's just a puppet, and I've got bigger fish to fry. So I'm going to cover your record putting that dangerous vaccine out to the public and lying and saying that everybody had to take it and the deaths and all the injuries. I'm going to expose you on the NAPTA superhighways. I'm going to expose you on your real record. But at the end of the day, I just don't know. I just have a bad feeling about all this sex stuff. I really do. I mean, I think that we have enough issues here. We have more than enough to let us know who Rick Perry really is. And I think that if people don't come forward that have been having sex with Rick Perry, or they may put phonies in there who then turn say they're lying later to make him look like a victim. I mean, there's a lot of. I mean, remember, it was Karl Rove who got Rick Perry to switch from the Democrat to Republican Party. It was Karl Rove who got him to switch from Al Gore's minion apprentice to Rove's apprentice. I guess what 1990s when he switched. And Karl Rove, on record, planted bugs in his own office to blame his political rivals. In fact, that was on a Perry campaign. He did that. And Karl Rove has moved back. They've got this fake media event going that they don't like each other and there's a rivalry and Perry doesn't like Bush. I told you a year ago that was going to start being announced because I was told that by high-level political operatives in Texas who were on the national stage. And I know the street Karl Rove has moved back to. And I know that Karl Rove's giggling and laughing to his buddies about the scam they're running. But Karl Rove is running the Rick Perry campaign from behind the scenes. And told Perry to do the ruse of I pledge not to run in 2012 because I love Texas. And then they had Limbaugh come out and say, oh, I'm drafting you, Perry. You've got to run. And all the other Republican leadership doing this. He's the guy they want. A lot of big corporate interest have given to Romney, but the guy they really want is Rick Perry. That's why you see the national media before even announced saying Rick Perry's the leader. Rick Perry can win. Rick Perry's the second coming of Ronald Reagan. But I've already talked about this too much. We may cover it today or Sunday. I'm going to work on it. I want to get some into the economy right now. And I want to hear from you. Obama is legalizing at least 300,000 current deportees that are in government facilities. And he's saying he's just going to let them go. And the media is spinning that. Well, he's not going to deport illegals, maybe just the felons. So, he basically can't get Congress to pass amnesty. So, anybody who ever if the Border Patrol does its job, remember the Border Patrol came out a few months ago and said, we've been ordered to only arrest illegals as part of photo ops when the media is sent down here. We're not supposed to arrest them anymore. And sheriffs have come out in Arizona and Texas and said, yeah, the Border Patrol's told us this as well. Well, here it is officially. Here is the president saying, well, we got 300,000 in custody right now. We're going to just release them. And they spin it like, well, the president's going to decide now. He's not going to follow immigration law. He's going to decide. He's going to launch wars without Congress, new gun control without a law. He's going to pass carbon taxes without a law, put it into place. He's going to restrict gun importations without laws. I mean, we've got a super Congress now that the president controls with a veto that's taken away the power of the purse from the general House and Senate. I mean, this is all off the charts. And there's a bunch of other examples of this. I mean, we're living in unbelievable times of true treason, of true treachery. This is treachery. This is treason. It meets the threshold and surpasses it wildly. And the fact is, once they start just completely ignoring the Constitution, separation of powers, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, once they complete, I mean, they've been eating around the edges and trying to violate it here and there. Now they're just warp speed. It's like Captain Picard says, warp one, engage. I mean, Obama said, okay, we're at half impulse power, prepare to go to warp nine. Yes, sir, Captain. You know, I mean, Bill Clinton, George Bush, they were violating the Constitution, but at least lying and saying, no, we're not. Now Obama says, I don't need the Constitution. Warp one, engage. I mean, what's coming next? We'll be right back with Key Gold News. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Talk to Frank Serpico again. He is definitely on in about T-minus 36 minutes from now. The toll-free number to join us on any of the issues that we've mentioned or raised here is 800 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I have not given up the source of that Rick Perry information. We've had over the years six different Fox TV hosts on. I didn't even reveal that it was a television host last year that said that Rick Perry fears Alex Jones and Ron Paul. But I think now that we're in the election and that I did report on that last year, and I am a media outlet known for our accuracy, no matter how wild stuff sounds, that I think that's newsworthy that Rick Perry fears Ron Paul. But that's the problem. Once people know you're in the media, they say, this is in confidence, right? I had a media national figure last night on the phone with me, going, I'm telling you this in confidence, right? Right, Alex? And I'm like, yes. Yes, it's in confidence. And I go, well, can I then talk about what you just told me? What can I say? I don't want to give it away. You know, with this other person, they said, no, you can say it's a host. Just don't say who. I know you have a lot of us on. You could say Rick Perry said this. And I said, are you sure? Are you sure I can say that? Yes, you can say that. And then I say it. There's a big fracas over it. So a lot of times I'm told stuff and then I don't even want to come on air and tell you what I've been told. Because it's just too bizarre. Rick Perry, 14 months ago at a Tea Party event, coming up and saying, don't tell anybody, this is off record, but I'm really fear. There's only two people, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, and at the time he also mentioned Deborah Medina, just any type of true constitutional challenge to what they're doing. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I've got a lot of other news, too, dealing with fluoride being pulled out of more and more major towns and cities in the U.S. I've got a lot of military news and economic news here that we're going to be going over. Right now, I want to bring Ted Anderson up with us for just a couple minutes. Ted Anderson, where is gold and silver today?
God, it's just another crazy day in gold and silver. Right now, we've seen a high of 1866.10. The futures market has gone up all the way to 1881 in gold. It's just crazy. And then, of course, in silver, we're sitting at 4266 at a high, currently 4232. Alex, it's just been an amazing market. Of course, the stock market down a little, the dollar's dropping even further. All the headlines that I could pull off from Bloomberg and Reuters and places like that, it just says commodities rebound as gold climbs to record in New York. Here's another one from the Market Watch. It talks about gold futures continue meteoric rise. Global markets hit a new record. U.S. stocks slip. That's another one from Reuters and Bloomberg. It's just everything that's you point at right now. I mean, the truth of the matter is that just like we talked about this summertime, is that when this fall comes, watch out. And here it is. That prediction by J.P. Morgan that we're going to see $2,500 gold. I mean, it looks like they knew what they were talking about.
Well, here's the bottom line, Ted. I talked to you just about 30 minutes ago. You've got gold. You bought it about the 1770 level. You're about to run out of that. You're about to run out of the silver you bought at the lower level. With it at 1850 or 60, right now you can still pass on those savings right now. Give them a call, 800-686-2237.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.